As we read in the documents of the Second Vatican Council, the Church teaches us that God's presence is made real in every celebration of Mass in four ways. In the Word, the Vatican Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments wrote, "Through the proclaimed biblical readings in the liturgy, God speaks to His people and Christ Himself proclaims His gospel. Christ is the center and fullness of all Scripture, both the Old and New Testaments." Listening to the gospel, the high point of the Liturgy of the Word, is characterized by a special veneration expressed not only by gestures and acclamations, but by the book of the gospels itself. End quote. In our own day and time, by showing special reverence, we express our understanding of and appreciation for God's presence, for Christ's presence in the Word of God, especially when it is proclaimed in the midst of the liturgical assembly, the people of God gathered for worship. We also know that Christ becomes really present to us when the bread and wine offered are transformed, transubstantiated into His very body and blood. There are reports out there that Catholics no longer believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. While I think the survey results might be a bit misleading due to possible misunderstanding of the verbiage used when Catholics were asked about the Eucharist. But to remind us of our teaching of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, the U.S. Conference of Bishops is embarking on a 3-year Eucharistic revival process to help emphasize anew what we believe happens at the altar when Christ's presence is made real to us under what appear to be bread and wine, but in faith we know to have become His very body and blood. The third presence is one which makes me squirm and makes me uncomfortable, true though it be. Christ is present in the person of the priest celebrating the Mass. In light of clergy scandals of recent years, it's important to realize that the shortcomings and failures of the man standing at the altar leading the assembly in prayer do not negate what Holy Orders has brought about deep within his being. At the moment of pronouncing the words, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood," the priest is standing in the very person of Christ, always unworthy of doing so. Finally, but very importantly, by no means fourth in importance, Christ is really present in the assembly at worship. Paul reminded the Corinthian Christians, "You are Christ's body and individually parts of it. For in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Now the body is not a single part, but many." In the writings of several fathers of the Church, such as St. Athanasius and St. Augustine, we're reminded that we become what we receive in the Eucharistic celebration. When gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, you are the presence of Christ. And so it is the Church's consistent teaching and our belief that at every celebration of Mass, God's presence is made real, tangible. Now, in upcoming podcasts, we're going to be looking at the four parts of the Mass. There are two major parts and two lesser parts. The two major parts are the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And the two minor parts are the introductory rites and the concluding rites. I hope you'll seize the opportunity to view the upcoming videos as we explain the words and actions and gestures of each of those parts of the Mass.